Hello, I'm Scott Hoag. I own Eastbrook Financial Services, and that's a service company based in Tennessee, but we do business with companies across the United States. If you'll give me just a few minutes of your time, I just may have some information that will change your life. Now, in this talk, I'm not going to be talking about MLM. I'm not going to be talking about multi-level marketing or selling things out of your garage or even buying anything to resell. I'm not saying anything against those models, those business models, just that this isn't one of those. There are a lot of shady businesses out there too, and this isn't one of those either. But listen to the end, and you can be the judge of that. I'm just asking you for a few minutes to relax and set aside any disbelief, just for a few minutes. Here's what this is about. This will take just a few minutes. It could change your life, and I have a free offer for you if you listen to the end and you're interested in taking me up on it. Totally free. Once more, so you don't miss this, I have some information. It's important. I want you to realize that. Understand the value in this. It has changed people's lives, and it just might change your life. I have a completely free offer, if you're interested in it, and all I ask is for you to hear me out and pay attention to what I have to say for the next few minutes. That's all I ask. And I think that's fair. Isn't that fair? I want to start with a question here. In the world of finance, we often call businesses money machines. Money flows through a successful business, and a successful business makes money, or we might say profits, just another way to say that the owners make money. So there is an order and a structure also to a successful business, much like a machine. So when we look at it this way, I think you can begin to see why we say businesses that make money through profits are often called money machines. So my question to you is, are you working in your own money machine, making your own money, making you wealthy? Or are you working in someone else's money machine that's making them wealthy? That's really what it comes down to now. Are you working in your own money machine making you wealthy? Or are you working in someone else's money machine making them wealthy? The truth is the vast majority of employees are not really paid what they're worth. So if you're working in someone else's money machine, you're not being paid what you're worth. That's extremely likely. People are paid just enough to keep them working on the job and never really more than it would take to replace them. Think of it from the viewpoint of a business owner for a moment, or maybe even your own boss. Why would they pay more for you and what you do than they could pay someone else to do it? Would you pay more for a car than you would have to pay? Would you pay more for someone to mow your yard than you would have to pay for someone to do a decent job to mow your yard, or to cut your hair, or to wash your car, or just do anything that you pay someone to do? I'm thinking that you wouldn't pay extra for those things and the other services that you pay for. You would only pay as much as it would cost to have someone to do the work in a way that was satisfactory, that satisfied you, and then no more. Well, business owners and bosses are about the same. They pay employees just enough to keep them and never more than it would take to replace them. That means that there is a profit that they make on your work, and they keep it. They keep the profit on your work. They make more from what you do than they pay you, and then they keep the difference. I teach people how to keep the profit to their work and how to get paid in their own money machine, and it's really much simpler than you might think. Wouldn't it be nice to work in your own money machine for a change, making you wealthy? Think about that for a moment. What if you had an extra $50,000 this year? What if you had an extra $75,000 or more next year? What if you had a six-figure income and much of the money you had coming in was automatic? It means you didn't have to earn it over and over again. When I say automatic, you were getting paid for what you'd already done. Now, if you call my hand on this, I can introduce you to real people that are doing exactly this and even more. Now, I assure you this is possible. You already know that because you know that authors write a book and they get paid year after year for writing that book. Actors get paid residuals and percentages of movies that they star in for years or even decades after they star in the movie. Their agents even get money from what the actors have done, the actors that they represent do, and they get paid year after year without the agent ever even saying a single line in the movie. So what could you do to be in business? What could you do to make a money machine? Well, you could start a Subway sandwich franchise. I have a friend in the restaurant business, and we were talking about franchises in the business the other day. Subway's a popular business, and you could own a Subway sandwich shop, but my friend told me that it took about $200,000 these days to start the average Subway. Now, that's a lot of money. And my friend told me it could even be years before that you made a profit. He also told me that starting McDonald's these days cost around $250,000, and it could take you several years just to break even at that. So, as much as I like franchises, and I like them for one reason, because they have a proven system, very few people have the money to own a franchise, to start a franchise like a Subway or McDonald's, and few people can really wait years to make the money that they need to pay their personal bills. I own several businesses. People know me, and they know that I'm in business, and there's people that have been coming to me for years now asking me how that they can get out of debt or make extra money, even retire. I think it's interesting that people seek me out for advice. They see what I'm doing, they see my lifestyle, and I think it makes them curious. I think that's what happens. Well, I got to where that I expected questions, and I started trying to come up with some answers for these people. I put a lot of time into making money. I now have a lot of experience in helping people, too, with their finances. I help people own their own business or their own money machine, and I do it in a way that costs very, very little money. It's not multi-level marketing, you don't have to buy anything to resell, and there's actually great need and demand for what you will be doing. You may say, Scott, why would I want to own a business? Why would I want to own my own business? Well, there are lots of reasons that you should want a business. The first one is that jobs are going away, and they're going away at a startling rate. Robots, or the artificial intelligence equivalent in computers, is taking a lot of jobs away now. And you've seen that. You've probably seen that. Have you ever seen a self-checkout register at, say, a Walmart or some other store? We know that for every self-checkout, there are three or more clerks now that don't have a job checking customers out. Bank tellers are losing their jobs to machines. I read an amazing article about that recently. Over half of the bank tellers in California have lost their jobs in the last number of years, and the trend is catching on. It's going across the United States. When I saw robots making robots one day, I came home and I told my wife that factory jobs were on the way out, over. And that's when I got out of factory management. That's what I used to do. People are now placing their own food orders on a screen in a lot of restaurants, and that eliminates that job, the one where that they took your order. There's a hamburger machine that they have now that makes 300 hamburgers an hour, and it does it based on what you order from that screen. So you actually get what you order, and that's going to be taking even more jobs. Did you know a lot of our taxes are now done overseas? When the tax returns are done, that a lot of times these companies just send that overseas, or they're done online, and the people that do that are not even in the United States. Tax preparers are losing their jobs now, and I'm sure you've heard of the commercials about doing your taxes online. Well, how do you think the local tax preparer feels when they see those commercials? They're losing and losing and losing more and more clients. That means that they have fewer jobs to hire for people to do that. Even lawyers and attorneys are not safe from this. They're complaining now that you can fill out a lot of your legal forms online, and they're losing that business and those jobs, things like wills and divorces or leases, rental agreements, bill collection even, or property titles. These things were worth a lot of money to the lawyers in the legal business, to local lawyers and attorneys, but that's quickly becoming a thing of the past too. They actually have robots doing surgery now, and that's no joke. A friend of mine, well, he works for my brother. He had surgery this way not long ago. So even doctors are losing jobs to this new technology that we're seeing. So if you want to eat and pay your bills in the future, having a business is probably a pretty good idea. You can't be fired. You can't be laid off from a business. Now, take me for example. I might lose one of my many clients for one reason or another, but I know I won't get up tomorrow and not have a way to pay my bills. There is no one that can tell me that I don't have a job tomorrow, that I don't have a job anymore. And it's been that way for about 20 years now, and I like it. What do you think the biggest bill you will pay in your life is? Well, some people say housing, rent or house payments. When I teach a seminar and I ask this question, I hear people say that a lot, because housing, of course, is a big bill, and it may be the biggest check that a lot of people write. What about health care? Well, that's going up all the time. And then there's transportation. Cars are expensive, and even if you pay one off, you still have to buy the gasoline and the tires. You have to get the oil changed and actually repair it from time to time. And, well, cars eventually wear out, and you have to start all over again. But the truth is, none of these is where most of your money will go in your lifetime. The biggest bill you're going to pay in your lifetime is your tax bill, more than housing, more than health care, or even cars and transportation. So why would you want a business? Well, one reason is it's the only way for the average person that they can lower their tax bill. When you own a business, you have access to a lot of legal deductions that you can take that in many cases dramatically lower your tax bill. Take retirement, for example. A lot of people are having trouble retiring. A lot of people can't retire. If the average person could cut their tax bill by just one-third and put that money into a retirement fund, they could have a decent retirement just on what that would accumulate with interest. If you own a business, you can get paid during your vacation. You can schedule your work time to fit your wishes and your lifestyle. You actually have something that you own and you can leave to your family. When you retire from a job, who gets that job? It doesn't become your children's job. It goes to whoever the boss or the business owner decides to give it to, maybe even a robot or a computer. And speaking of retirement, you can retire and still get paid from a business or just sell the business. I've never heard of anyone selling their job. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about financial and health services. That's what we do. I have a health service product in my company that you can start your own business with. You'll never have to sell it to an individual over a kitchen table. We don't do that. It isn't like that at all, and it won't cost you anything to begin. Actually, will not cost you a penny to begin with this. Now, you might want to spend $10 on business cards through one of those internet printers, but I can show you how to start a business without a single dollar of investment. But you will have to invest some time in it. There's work to this, but you're working in your own business to make you wealthy and not someone else, and I think that's a very good thing to do. If you're going to work, why not work for yourself? Now, that's enough to get you started in this, but when you see what I'm doing and what others that I work with are doing, you will soon want to become licensed, I think, and be able to offer more products through your business and to make even more money. Now, that process can cost you $200 to $300, and it's going to take some time, maybe a month, give or take, but all of the money that it costs you, it's going to go to the licensing process and the actual state license fees. I don't touch a penny of that. Why would I want to make it harder for you to work with me and for my businesses to make money serving your business? Here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a person that is hungry for a better life. Someone that thinks working 50 weeks a year just to get 2 weeks off a year isn't fair. Someone that realizes they're never going to be able to retire on minimum wage or maybe ever able to retire if they work hourly and are paid hourly. I'm looking for people that are honest and don't have a criminal record. You can't have a criminal record and be licensed by the state, so I want you to know that now. I'm building my business on decent and honest people, not people out to make a quick buck cheating people. I'm looking for someone that doesn't have to have a boss threatening to fire them to get them out of bed in the morning and to do some simple work. This isn't hard, but you have to be consistent to grow a business. This is a little bit like watering a potted plant at first. You stop watering and the plant will wilt. Later, this can all sustain itself, but like an infant, you have to feed and care for it until it can feed and care for itself. I'm looking for someone that will listen and can be coached. I'm looking for people that haven't soured on life and that they don't believe every good thing they hear is just too good to be true. I want someone that sees other people succeed and they believe they can too, that they realize that they can too. I'm looking for someone that dresses decently, but not expensively, but decently, and is polite, friendly, and likes people. Now, I can teach you the rest. I work in the health and financial services field with major companies, and I can show you how to do this too. Here's my free offer. If you think this is something that you want to do, if you're willing to listen and learn, if you want to learn more about this, if you like the idea of having your own business without spending hundreds of thousands of dollars or even $1,000, where you can start right where you are now, if you'd like to see how you could start without any money or any debt to pay back, if you're hungry enough for a better life that you're willing to put in some time, some hours learning and building your own business, you can call me and I will give you 10 minutes of my time on the phone to get to know you and tell you more about this. If we both like what we hear, I will give you an hour of my time in person. I'll lay it all out for you from A to Z over coffee. If you decide this is not for you, there's no pressure to this. We can still be friends. I would never pressure anyone to do this because I'm responsible for training you, and if you don't want to do this, if this is not for you, I don't want the trouble of trying every day to convince you to do something. This is for adults. I have a lot of fun in my business. We all have a lot of fun here. Life is too short really not to. I don't want people that have picked unhappiness and complaining all their life for their life's great work. I want people that enjoy life and like having fun and like helping people. That's what we're looking for here. If you make a commitment to me, I promise I'll make a commitment to you. If we go the next step, you can meet other people that are doing this, and I'll introduce you to business owners and leaders in this business. I can take you to corporate offices, and you can meet representatives of the companies that I serve in my business, and you can serve them too. this is something to remember. There are some very good rewards for providing good and dependable service through your business. Let me go over that again. There are some very good rewards for providing good and dependable service through your business. I think I've kept my promises here, but you can be the judge. I've covered some valuable information that has changed many people's lives. I've explained why it is valuable and that you may need to change your career path if you haven't considered this information. And last, I have a free offer for you. I'll give you some of my time, actually invested in you, and I charge my clients for my time, so this is a real investment. But I will invest some time in you so you can see how having your own business works and what you would actually be doing if you're serious about this and you meet some basic qualifications. One last thing. There are 4 income strategies. They don't teach this in school, but there are only 4 income strategies. Now, the first one is the one that just about everybody knows this one. The first one is you work for money. You work for your own money. So it's working for your own money. But the second one is to have people work for you for money. So people work for you for money. That's the second one. These are the first two. Now, there's 2 more, but I don't have time to go into them now. But I'm not trying to keep any secrets. If you want to call me, I can explain that. I'm not trying to keep any secret, but it does take a few minutes to cover that. Now, this is my point. If you only know how to make money by working for it, which is the first income strategy, then you're sentenced to a lifetime of labor. Now, think about that. If you only know how to make money by working for it, then you're sentenced to a lifetime of labor. Do you want to be sentenced to a lifetime of labor, or do you want more out of life for you and for those you care about? I can train people everything they need to know about doing this business, but I can't train you to be hungry for a better life and willing to make some changes to have that life. That part is up to you. My phone number is 931-580-5567. Now, that's my personal cell phone. Just call me and say, I heard your offer and I want to know more. I'll know what you're talking about. Now, that phone number is 931-580-5567. 931-580-5567. Thank you for listening. For legal purposes, I have to make a disclaimer here. This recording is not financial, legal, or tax advice. This recording is only for educational purposes. Tax laws, as well as all laws and regulations, change frequently, and your circumstances are unique. And for these reasons, you're strongly advised to consult with a professional in any field or area where there is risk. I cannot be liable or responsible for your decisions. You must qualify for the aforementioned offers. Not all individuals that inquire will qualify. This offer is limited and may be withdrawn without notice. Copyright Eastbrook Financial Services 2017. All rights reserved.